Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ecclesiastes 2, 18 to 26. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 18 to 26. I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish? Yet they will have control over all the fruit of my toil, into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For a person may labor with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then they must leave all their own to another who has not toiled for it. This too is meaningless and a great misfortune. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days, their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless. A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, he gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Let us reflect on the theme, finding meaning in a passing world. Finding meaning in a passing world. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 18 to 26, the teacher reflects on the futility of toiling for wealth that ultimately benefits others. As pilgrims on this earth, we must pause to consider the value and reasonableness of accumulating wealth in a transient world. We need possessions for a fulfilling life, but when obsession with wealth consumes us, we lose control of our ego. The teacher asks poignant questions about the purpose of our efforts, emphasizing that the fruits of our labor will eventually be controlled by others. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? The teacher answers with a sobering truth. All their days, their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless. This passage invites us to reflect on the deeper meaning of our work and the true source of satisfaction. The Apostle Paul echoes this sentiment in 1 Timothy 6, 6-7, teaching that godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. This aligns with the teacher's conclusion that the best we can do is to enjoy our work, recognizing that satisfaction comes from God. Without him, who can find true enjoyment? The teacher observes that to the person who pleases God, he gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. In contrast, those who focus solely on accumulating wealth find their efforts ultimately pointless, a chasing after the wind. This passage urges us to seek contentment and joy in our relationship with God rather than in material possessions. My dear friends, in today's fast-paced materialistic society, the message of Ecclesiastes 2:18-26 is more relevant than ever. We often measure success by the wealth we accumulate, leading to anxiety and unrest. However, True contentment and fulfillment come from recognizing God's role in our lives and finding joy in our daily work. As we navigate the demands of modern life, let us remember that our worth is not determined by our possessions. Instead, we should focus on pleasing God, seeking wisdom, and enjoying the simple pleasures He provides. This perspective can help us find peace and purpose in a world obsessed with material success. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what drives your efforts and labor? Are you seeking fulfillment in wealth and possessions or in your relationship with God? Number two, how can you find contentment and joy in your daily work, recognizing it as a gift from God? Gracious Father, we thank you for the wisdom found in Ecclesiastes and the reminder that true satisfaction comes from you. Help us to find contentment in our daily work and to seek fulfillment in our relationship with you rather than in material possessions. Teach us to value what truly matters and to live each day with gratitude and purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.